Hello and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. This is Zach Martin and Gina Jordan. Today we're speaking with Jeremy Grant, Senior Executive Advisor for Identity Management at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, about the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. But before we dive in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
In a couple of weeks since the strategy was announced, Jeremy is going to fill us in on the feedback thus far, along with what he's working on in the near future, as well as response to some of the criticism regarding the strategy. Gina?
Jeremy Grant says the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive, not just from folks in industry, but from different stakeholders across the country. He says privacy groups in particular like the fact that privacy is very important in the national strategy.
You know, privacy ideals like the Fair Information Practice Principles are reflected in there to, you know, frankly, different sectors in industry who are all thrilled that the NSTIC, you know, sets up a way for the private sector to lead, does not mandate any specific technologies from the government's perspective, but really, you know, relies on the government to take more of a role where it's going to facilitate. So I think the one message that we've gotten from the release of the strategy is it really did strike the right balance, which will enable us to, you know, help to bring people together from different sectors of the country around a strategy that's going to work best for the American people.
The national strategy describes a vision of the future, an identity ecosystem where individuals and groups enjoy greater trust and security as they conduct sensitive transactions online. The ecosystem will be used for faster online errands, age-appropriate access, smartphone transactions, and more. In the coming weeks, Grant says there are two NSTICs to think about.
There's the work we're doing right now, which is being done under NIST's existing cybersecurity and identity management program authorities. You know, for fiscal year 2012, President Obama has proposed a very solid budget for NSTIC that will allow us to do a lot more in a short period of time. A budget of $7 million for the program office and an additional $17.5 million for pilots around NSTIC. Now, assuming Congress does pass that budget, and assuming, of course, we have some predictability as to when that would come through, since very rare these days Congress actually passes an agency's budget by the time the fiscal year starts October 1st. If all that happens, we'll be in a great position for a great 2012. In the meantime, where we're really trying to focus our efforts is on, you know, dealing with some of the more immediate issues we need to figure out. And by far the longest pole in the tent is looking at what the governance structure for NSTIC should be. The White House and Department of Commerce have been very clear. We want the private sector to lead, but there is a role for the government to play. And so figuring out what that structure is that can bring together stakeholders from not just industry, but also privacy and consumer advocates, academia, nonprofits, and others who are interested to try and move the vision of the identity ecosystem forward. We're spending quite a bit of time on that right now.
The first step is a series of information-gathering workshops planned around the country through the fall. Two of them are tentatively scheduled for June, one in the D.C. area and the other somewhere along the East Coast.
We can hear from folks in the private sector, not just industry, but also other stakeholders like privacy advocates, consumer advocates, nonprofits and academia and others who have something to say, to get their feedback about what they like and don't like about the strategy and get their views as to how, as we move forward in the implementation, the governance structure should be set up. We're looking at heading out most likely to Silicon Valley in September for a third workshop, focusing a little bit more on existing technology and standards that's out there and getting feedback in terms of what's out there today and what works that we can build on rather than have to try and start from scratch.
Then there's the question of how the different identity providers will be convinced to work together. But Grant says getting vendors to the table is among the least of their concerns at this point.
A lot of companies are already working together in the space, whether it's, you know, crafting standards for things like OAuth or OpenID. In fact, the OpenID exchange has got most of what you would consider to be the major players in the space. And it's not just, you know, security companies, it's payment firms, it's telecom companies. There's a lot of work and collaboration, and because they all have an incentive to be working around common standards and operating rules. Beyond that, you know, one thing that we have heard from industry is that as they do push forward with some of their own identity solutions, they've got concerns on their side. Are they doing the right things on privacy? Is there a liability model in place that's going to really create certainty, not just for them, but for reliant parties and for consumers to all feel comfortable with the solutions that are out there? And a lot of them are actually very excited about NSTIC as a way to bring everybody together to solve some of these issues and frankly, you know, provide some clarity where there isn't any right now.
There's been a lot of positive press about the national strategy and, of course, some criticism. There are those who think the federal government shouldn't play a role and all of it should be left to the private sector. Grant says that's exactly what NSTIC is doing.
This is the opposite of what a lot of countries have done, which has been to say we're going to mandate a specific technology, which in many cases is an identity card, and say this is the only technology that's going to be supported and collect a bunch of information and issue cards. We think that raises a lot of privacy and civil liberty concerns, and NSTIC is specifically crafted to let the private sector lead. Now, the role that the government does play with NIST is to help facilitate and convene, and frankly, it's what NIST does. I mean, NIST for decades has worked with the private sector in partnership to help craft consensus, technical standards, and best practices around an array of different technologies that are out there. So, you know, I would argue that somebody who's saying that the federal government shouldn't have a role in this would arguably be saying that NIST shouldn't exist and should never try to facilitate the development of standards and best practices in any sector. But it's not just me. I mean, if there's a letter I'd quote from, we've gotten a lot of different great quotes of support, but Tech America, the Information and Technology Industry Council, and the Business Software Alliance actually sent a letter to The Hill a couple months ago when there was some concern about NSTIC. These are three of the leading IT trade associations, and their letter said, we need a partner in government to help us move trusted identities into the 21st century. We need the government's involvement to examine and align government's activities with industry, build consensus in the legal and policy frameworks to enhance privacy, free expression, and open markets, work with industry to identify new standards, support and coordinate interagency collaboration as well as international collaboration, and promote pilot projects and other implementations. So that's not government asking for that. That's the tech industry specifically telling Congress that private sector can't lead alone. They need the government to play a role, and the government's in a very unique role to help move this forward.
For now, Grant believes the message on NSTIC has been getting out pretty well, and he's seen a lot of excitement about it.
There's certainly been a smattering of negative stories, but for the most part, it's been people who are either confused about what's actually in the NSTIC and haven't bothered to read it, or in some cases, you've got different people who just have very strong opinions about this topic or that's covered in the NSTIC, but I've seen very few critiques of it that are actually rooted in any fact versus concern, or in some case, confusion. So I think what's important for people to take away here is there was a tremendous amount of care and attention that went into creating the national strategy. It's very rare, frankly, when you can have both privacy groups and industry groups all stepping out, going out of their way to actually endorse what's been done. And there's a reason for that, is that it actually does strike a very good balance between what are often competing interests and prescribe some solutions that aren't necessarily going to put economic growth and security and privacy all at odds with each other. In fact, the strategy really, you know, shows a path forward where all of those different issues can be addressed, and you can actually enhance security and privacy and foster economic growth all at the same time. I will say, on the flip side, one comment has been that it's hard to oppose the strategy because it has so many nice things to say, and the devil's going to be in the details and how things are implemented. And I will definitely say to anybody who's raised that point, they're absolutely right. It's a big reason I came back to government. This is a tough topic to address. I believe it can be done. I wouldn't have come here otherwise. And I'm really going to look forward to working with folks across the country and indeed across the world over the next few years to translate the vision that's gotten everybody so excited into reality.
During the launch, Grant mentioned there were no plans to draft legislation around the strategy, specifically around some of the different policy and liability issues. He still thinks it's feasible in the long term to keep lawmakers out of it.
Any time that you're going to be counting on legislation to be passed in order to enable you to do something, you're really setting up potentially a very big barrier. Congress does not pass a lot of standalone legislation each year outside of the appropriations bills. Our message has been where there's challenges where people think there's legislation, also think of other alternatives that might enable the same outcomes, because legislation just creates a bunch of uncertainty that you can't really count on a specific result. And so have we said that we won't propose legislation at some point, you know, for different parts of the strategy? Absolutely not. I think we want to keep options open. But a lot of this really gets back to the governance structure that we were talking about and the public-private partnership that we're looking to establish to move NSTIC forward. We won't really know until we actually really start to get stakeholders together, collaborating, where there are areas of agreement and where there are some sticky topics that the stakeholders might come back to us as the government and say, you know, we think we need you to address this because only the government can do so. So until we hear that, I think our intent is to try and move forward and address any specific challenges that are out there through the standards and operating rules that we'll be helping to facilitate the creation of.
The system of technical and policy standards described by NSTIC has not yet been established. The National Institute of Standards and Technology says it may be some years before the full promise of the identity ecosystem is in place. Jeremy Grant is Senior Executive Advisor for Identity Management at NIST. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.